So I can hear you saying, okay, Darren, I get it, but how do you do this? How do you continually bolster your positive attitude? How do you go to work on your personal development? Well, let me give you a simple plan. Your personal development plan can be as simple as this: reading 10 pages of a good book a day. Maybe just 5 pages when you first get up and 5 pages just before you go to bed. Oh, and it could also be 10 pages of a success-oriented or titled magazine, hint, hint. This is going to affect you far more positively than reading about what's wrong, tragic, or dangerous in the world by reading the newspaper when you first get up, or watching the 10 o'clock news just before you go to bed. Secondly, listen to 30 minutes of an instructional audio a day. You can do this as you drive, when your hands are busy but your mind is free. I can tell you, my car does not move without two things: gasoline and an ever-present library of instructional CDs that I listen to as I drive around. As a society, we average 12,000 miles a year. That's 300 hours of feeding time. Brian Tracy taught me early in life to turn my car into a mobile classroom. He explained that if you listen to instructional CDs as you drive, each year is the equivalent of 2 semesters of an advanced degree in college. Think about it. In the time you spend driving, you could obtain a PhD in leadership, sales success, wealth building, relationship excellence, or whatever course, audio program that you sign up for. Now, certainly, I recommend the CD that comes free inside every issue of Success Magazine. Hey, could I be the ambassador for success and not passionately recommend it to you? Of course not. Additionally, we offer success book summaries, which culls the best ideas from 3 of the top books in the area of accelerated personal achievement. Each edition is also delivered in audio format so you can listen to it in your car. If you're looking for more, since I have seen, heard, or read almost everything and by everybody in the area of personal development, I'm often asked who I personally recommend. What's my all-time favorite programs? To answer that question, we organized my 4 favorite programs into what is called a mentor package, which features my 3 favorite Jim Rohn audio programs, along with my Design Your Best Year Ever Goal Achievement Workbook. You can find that on success.com. Let me further explain why regular exposure to positive, inspirational, and instructional content is crucial to you making the shift into the entrepreneur mindset. It is important to understand how our mind works. Simply understood, our minds operate like a computer. Computers are complex systems, but how they work is rather simple. What you input is what it outputs. It doesn't judge or discriminate. It simply acts on the input. This is also how your mind works. It doesn't judge or discriminate the information you feed it. It simply acts on the input. I'm sure you've heard the axiom, garbage in, garbage out. This is true for computer programming and for the information you allow to program your mind. Here is how the creation process works. You get in life what you create. That is easy enough to understand. We are creative and productive beings. Our life is a result of all we have created. So, what informs your creative process? You create what you expect. I'm sure you've heard the adage, expectation manifests into creation. What you expect to happen is what your creative capacity goes to work on producing. So then, what is driving your expectation? You expect what you think about. This is why all legendary books of personal development have been focused on this thinking part. Books like Think and Grow Rich, The Power of Positive Thinking, The Magic of Thinking Big, As a Man Thinketh, etc. All these books explain how your thoughts end up controlling all the outcomes in your life. What you think about comes about. However, I'm always after the deeper question. If it's our thoughts that drive our expectation, which directs our creativity that produces our results in life, what then is controlling what we are thinking about? That would seemingly be the all-important question then, right? And the answer is simple. Whatever input we are feeding our ears and eyes is what is putting this entire creative process in motion. You see, your mind is like an empty glass. It will hold anything you put into it. You put in sensational news, salacious headlines, talk show rants, and you're pouring dirty water into your glass. If you've got dark, dismal, worrisome water in your glass, everything you create will be filtered through that muddy mess because that's what you'll be thinking about. Garbage in, garbage out. All that drive time radio yak about murders, conspiracies, deaths, the bad economy, and political battles drives your thinking process, which drives your expectations, which drives your creative output. That is bad news. But just like a dirty glass, if you flush it with clean, clear water under the faucet long enough, eventually you'll end up with a glass of pure, clear water. What is that clear water? Positive, inspirational, and supportive input and ideas. Stories of aspiration, people who, despite challenges, are overcoming obstacles and achieving great things. Strategies of success, prosperity, health, love, and joy. Ideas to create more abundance, to grow, expand, and become more. Examples and stories of what's good, right, and possible in the world. That's why we work so hard at Success Magazine. We want to provide you with those examples, those stories, and the key takeaways you can use to improve your view of the world, yourself, and the results that you create. That's also why I read several pages of something inspirational and instructional in the morning and in the evening and have personal development CDs playing in my car. I'm flushing my glass and feeding my mind. Does this give me an edge over the guy who gets up and first thing reads the newspaper or listens to news radio on his commute to and from work and watches the evening news before going to bed? You bet it does, and it can for you too. Now get this, just after completing the one-year commitment you've made to yourself to be here in your new business, this simple commitment to 10 pages of reading and 30 minutes of listening, which by the way includes taking the weekends off, we don't want to wear you out or anything, you will have read 13 books and listened to 130 hours of success and achievement material. Books and audio material on becoming a more confident leader, a more persuasive communicator, a more efficient and productive achiever, strategies on living healthier with more energy and vitality, ways to foster deeper intimacy and passion in your marriage or personal relationships, whatever. Imagine the impact this instruction can have on who you are and how you show up in the world, particularly to the friends and family around you and those you come to interact with daily. This will make you attractive beyond belief and will make you a magnet to other like-minded achievers around you. Let me quickly show you how this small but continual practice of improving just a little bit can result in massive transformations over time. I learned this too from Brian Tracy, and this principle is outlined in his book, Focal Point, which is how you can improve 1,000% in any area of your life, not 10% or even 100%, 1,000%. Pick an area, any area, your income, your health, your business, your relationships, your parenting skills, your presentation skills, whatever. Let me outline the strategy and the math for you. All you have to do is improve yourself, your learning, your performance, and your output and results by 0.1% each workday. That's 1/1,000th. You think you could do that? Of course, anyone can do that. Simple. Do it each day of the week and you'll improve by 0.5% each week. Translation, not much, equaling 2% each month, which compounded adds up to 26% each year. Your income or improvement results now doubles each 2.9 years. By year 10, you will be performing and earning 1,000% what you are right now. Isn't that amazing? Here's the key point. You don't have to put 1,000% more effort or work 1,000% more hours. Just 0.1% improvement each day. That's it. That's your 10 pages of a good book and 30 minutes of instructional audio applied to your life. So, where do you find these resources? Again, you can go to success.com, subscribe to Success Magazine, and find other books and audio programs to continue to feed and flush your mind. As mentioned before, I recommend all the Jim Rohn audio programs and certainly the Compound Effect book and audio program. You can also register to receive Seeds of Success, which is free, and it delivers great ideas, tips, and inspiration into your email inbox each week. If you want a complete list of my favorite personal development resources, you can find them on my blog at darrenhardy.success.com.